Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing with the first chapter of Maseches Brachos with the third and fourth Mishnayos. Yesterday we read about the appropriate time to say Kriyat Shema in the evening and then again in the morning. So continuing now with Mishnah Gimel. Be Shammai Omrim, the students of the school of Shammai said, Be'erev ko'adam yatu v'yikra'u, u'baboker yamdu, shenemar, u'bishachbacha uv'kumecha. Be'Shammai says that in the evening when you say Shema, a person is supposed to recline, they're supposed to lie down, and in the morning, they should say it's standing. And he quotes the verse in Devarim, when you lie down and when you rise up. Uve'Beis Hillel omrim, ko'adam kore kedarko. Beis Hillel, the students of that school, say, no, every person reads however he wants, however he happens to be when he says Shema, position doesn't matter. Shenemar, uvalechtcha v'aderech, when you walk on your way. So don't be so literal about the lying down and the rising up. You can say it in any position. Im kein, lama ne'emar ubashachbacha uvkumecha. If that's the case, why then does the Torah tell us when you lie down and when you rise up? The answer is, b'shah shebnei adam shochvin, u'b'shah shebnei adam omdim. The time at which people lay down, and the time at which people rise up. It's like if I say to you, say Shema when you get up in the morning, it doesn't mean open your eyes sitting in your bed. It means the time at which you get up. So let's take a look in the Bertanuro. Yatu, person should recline, he should lay down. Al tzedehem, on their sides, dechsiv, as it says, b'shachbacha, derech shchiba. It says when you lie down, so you should do it in a laying down fashion. Yamdu, standing, dechsiv uvkumecha, derech kima. Because it says when you rise up, so it should be in a standing position. But Beis Hillel says, kedarko, any way he is, bein b'kima, bein b'yeshiva, bein b'shchiva, whether it's standing, whether it's sitting, whether it's reclining, bein b'halicha, even walking, as our verse says, uvelechtcha v'aderech. So now Rabbi Tarfon comes and adds a little autobiographical color to our discussion here. Rabbi Tarfon says, Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Ani ha'isi ba b'aderech. I was traveling on the road, v'hitesi likros k'divrei Beis Shammai, and I reclined, I laid down to say Kriyat Shema in accordance with the opinion of Beis Shammai. V'sikanti ba'atzmi m'pnei halistim, and I endangered myself because of robbers, bandits in the road. It's not clear whether he was actually mugged and attacked or whether he was merely in a dangerous position, but regardless, he said that this put him in jeopardy. Amru lo, the sages said to him, Kedai ha'isa l'chuv ba'atzmecha, she'avarta al divrei Beis Hillel. They said to him, if something had happened to you, God forbid, it would have been your own fault. It means literally that it would have been sufficient if you had gotten yourself killed. Why? She'avarta al divrei Beis Hillel, for violating the opinion of Beis Hillel. Let's look in Bertanuro. Kedai ha'isa, it would have been sufficient for you. Roy ha'isa lahareg, it would have been sufficient if you had gotten killed. V'im ha'isa meis, haino mischayev b'nafshecha, and if you had gotten killed, it would have been on your own head. It would have been your own fault. Now this requires a little explanation. Since Beis Shammai says you have to stand in the morning and recline in the evening, and Beis Hillel says any position you want, whatever you happen to be, then why should Rabbi Tarfon be in any sort of trouble? Why should he be criticized for doing what he wanted? He wanted to do what Beis Shammai says. And the answer is, it's not really Beis Shammai being strict and Beis Hillel being lenient. It's a difference of understanding what the Torah means. Beis Shammai takes those words very literally, and Beis Hillel says, no, it's not meant to be taken literally. It's meant only to tell us about the time, as we had in the first two Mishnayos. So what Rabbi Tarfon did was, he sided with Beis Shammai over the opinion of Beis Hillel. He rejected the accepted halacha in order to follow the rejected opinion. So that's why he's criticized for doing what he did. It's not about the position, it's about taking a position. It's about interpreting the psukim in the manner that we have decided is not the way they are meant to be interpreted. Let's continue now with Mishnah Dalet. For this, we need a basic understanding of how brachos work. There's two types of brachos. There's a bracha arucha and a bracha kitzara. A bracha arucha starts and ends with the word baruch. What does it mean that a bracha starts and ends with baruch? For example, in benching. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Baruch atah Hashem Hazana Sakol. So there's a Baruch at the beginning of the bracha, and there's a Baruch at the end of the bracha. A bracha kitsara only has one Baruch. So, for example, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nieh Bidvaro. That is a bracha kitsara, a short bracha. Of a bracha arucha, of a long bracha, the first baruch is called the psicha, the opening. The second baruch is called the chasima, the conclusion. And when you have a series of brachas, only the first bracha in the series starts with baruch. The others then ride on the coattails of the preceding bracha, sort of like the cars of a train. So in Shemona Esrei, the first bracha starts baruch, subsequent brachas end baruch. In benching, the first bracha starts baruch, the next two brachas only end baruch. So we're going to need this information to understand Mishnah Daled. B'shachar mavarech shtayim lefaneha v'achas l'achareha. In the morning, we say two brachas before Kriyat Shema and one bracha after. U'va'erev shtayim lefaneha u'shtayim l'achareha. And at night, there are two blessings before and two blessings after. Let's look in the Bartnuro. Shtayim lefaneha, what are these brachas? Yotzer or v'yahava. The brachas of Yotzeor and Ahava. V'achas l'achareha, and one after, the bracha that starts Emes V'yatziv. U'v'erev mavarech shtayim lefaneha, at night there's two before, ma'ariv ha'ravim v'avas olam. U'shtayim l'achareha, and two after, the first is Emes V'emuna, and the second is Hashkivenu. Okay, so the Bartnuro just spells out for us what these brachas are. Achas arucha v'achas kitzara. One is long, and one is short. Achas arucha v'achas kitzara. Ashtayim shalafaneha kai. This is talking about, I'm in the Bartnuro now, this is talking about the two blessings beforehand. Yotzer or arucha, shepaseches bebarach v'chosemes bebarach. Yotzer or is a long blessing because it starts and ends with barach. It has a psicha and a chasima. V'chein ma'ariv aravim. And similarly, in the evening Shema, ma'ariv aravim has a barach at the beginning and a barach at the end. Ahava kitzara. But the second bracha, Ahava, is short because it doesn't have a baruch at the beginning, because it follows the previous bracha. It only ends with baruch. Makom she'amru laharich, in a place where Chazal told us to say a long bracha, enu rishoy lekatzer, one cannot say a short bracha. Lekatzer, enu rishoy laharich, in a place where they told us to say a short bracha, you cannot say a long bracha. Lachtom, Enu Roshoi Shelo Lachtom. In a place where they told us that it should have a concluding baruch, you can't leave it off. V'shelo Lachtom, Enu Roshoi Lachtom. And when they said that it doesn't have a concluding baruch, you can't stick one on. Back in the Bartonuro, Lachtom Bebaruch, Shelo Lachtom, Kagom Birchas HaPeres U'Birchas HaMitzvos. An example of a place where we don't have a concluding baruch is a bracha on food, as I used the example of Shehakol before, Ha'etz, any of these Birchas HaNenin, and Birchas HaMitzvos. So, for example, when you put on your tefillin in the morning, or when you shake a lulav, these are short brachas. And that is the end of Mishnah Daled. Tomorrow we will continue with more about the recitation of Kriyat Shema.